You're listening to 102.4 Radio Article with the Wrinklies. Tell them who we are, Ken.
You've just told them. I didn't bring the slider down and you were talking over the top of it.
Ah, be loud enough to... Divin, ye, where are you voting at being too loud?
That's Pete. I'm Ken and this is...
Laura.
Say hello again, Laura.
Hello.
She can't say the word hello again.
Can't she?
That's two words.
Oh, yes.
By the way, I switched on music. Arthur Connolly.
All right.
I switched on music. That's the type of stuff we'd be... that we played. Well, I just thought we'd tell you last Wednesday. I was on first open mic night at the Blacksmith Arms.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant night. Brilliant night.
Wasn't it just...
The drummer was phenomenal.
Crap.
The drummer was not just phenomenal. His voice was absolute drumming.
I wonder who the drummer was.
Ask her.
Who was the drummer?
Don't know. Oh.
Yeah, you can point. She's pointing on the radio.
Well, she's not, is she?
She was.
That's a bad sign, Ken. Don't like a drummer's voice. Tell it to press the button, but like in a drummer's voice.
Can you press the, what that thing is where you stop the music, the button?
Somewhere, ba-do-do-do, beyond the sea, somewhere, waiting for me. Oh, was that?
Was you? You're going somewhere, beyond the sea. Bobby Darin.
Yeah, it was Bobby Darin. Knew that before, don't you?
Oh.
Taffy, the taxi driver.
Oh, right.
Stephen Picton.
Yeah.
Because he's on a strict diet again.
Is he?
Yes, he's losing weight. He's doing very well. He's just keeping fit. He bought himself a bike.
What sort of bike?
He sold the taxi and bought a bike.
It's a tandem, then.
It's got to be to get passengers on, yeah. Well done, Stevie. That was for you.
Small faces.
Tin soldier.
Tin soldier. And Len Barry.
Like a baby.
Like a baby.
Like a baby.
Yeah. What else did Len Barry do? Make big it. It's to do with mathematics.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, that's it. Well, here, you see. Look at her face. Look through the glass panel.
Yeah.
Give us a wave through the glass panel, but in like a vocal wave.
What are you talking about? Push a button. Jerry and the Pacemakers. That's for Liverpool football team, because they just won the cup, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. And now, of course, our Christian loves Liverpool. That's his team.
Poor lad.
Yeah, well,
he wants to get out more, doesn't he? And Charlie Pride,
Detroit City. Yeah.
And you can't tell he's an African-American, can you?
It's
because political correctness
because country music, because Charlie Pride was a country singer, and country music wasn't from the black generation. And he was, I think, I'm not sure. Usually it was all blues people, the black guys. But Charlie Pride being a black American. And he went into country music and they couldn't understand it.
No, and he was brilliant.
He was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, so.
But you see, if that's politically correct or got it wrong, give the monkeys, press the button. You're listening to 102.4 Radio Hartley Paul. With us, the Wrinklies, that's Ken, I'm Pete, and that's Laura, our producer. Now you can talk.
Thanks to Smith and Graham. You're in Smith and Graham's new
community studio.
So, and also Nancy Sinatra. That was for Griff.
Yeah.
It's his new song.
Him and Andy.
Yeah.
Our new lead guitarist. They're bringing Boots and Made for Walking into the set.
Yes, but I thought it was a woman's song. But he looks nice in his skirt, doesn't he?
He looks lovely. And I like his shoes and them boots he's got for Made for Walking, weren't they?
Push the button. You love that number. Go on. Tell them how much you love that number.
I love Lady Lay.
And why?
Because I love Bob Dylan's version of Lady Lay, even though he wrote it and everything. But I just love Lady Lay. What does it mean, Ken? Can you explain what Lady Lay means? Lady Lay, what does it mean?
Means she's lazy. She just lays around
the house. You've got to get out more. You really have. And always before that.
George Harrison. My Sweet Lord.
Oh, My Sweet Lord. La, la, la. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. He really